The tour of the apartment continues in Section C, and they are walking back into the living room, looking around the house, checking things out.
That's good, because when you look for an apartment or a house, you need to take your time. You need to look at everything and make sure you don't leave anything unchecked.
Turn on the water faucets, make sure you have enough power, make sure that the water gets hot enough for you to take your showers. Mm. For me, anyway, I need a hot shower.
So Beth wants to know if the apartment comes with furniture or not. So she says, so the apartment comes unfurnished?
Well, if it's not furnished at the time, then it's probably a good likelihood that it comes unfurnished.
Yes.
Meaning that there will be no furniture. However, in Taiwan, a lot of times the landlords will help you with certain things. Like mm-hmm. if you need a refrigerator, they will get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's part of the price and the rental every month. But if it comes unfurnished, then there's probably really nothing there.
This one is, the landlord says, so yes, this apartment is unfurnished. It comes unfurnished. I have another one that's furnished, but I'm not sure you'll like the furniture.
Okay, that actually sounds like that's not a Taiwanese perspective.
No.
But if we Westerners go into an apartment in Taiwan and we see the furniture, a lot of times maybe we don't like the furniture so much just because it's different.
It's old.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe the cloth that's over the sofa is just a little bit of a strange color.
Chances are the landlord has put that furniture in there because they don't want it anymore, so they try and rent the apartment with the old furniture, and some foreigners don't care.
And Beth says for her situation, they don't need the furniture.
No.
We have tons of furniture. What we need are air conditioners.
Aha.
Please.
Living in Taiwan in summer, spring and fall, you need air conditioning.
And, well, the landlord says, this building is only 4 years old. It was built with central air.
Whoop-ee! That is good.
That's the best news you could hear all day.
So that means your air conditioning is built centrally into the building or into the apartment or the house.
So that means every room can be cooled down to a perfect temperature. Instead
yes.
of needing an air condition for every room, there's central air. There might be central heating, although
you
I kind of doubt
don't
it.
Need it.
unless you have those walls that are just colder than cold.
Mm.
Concrete walls in Taiwan, wintertime feels really wintry.
Oh, yeah. Beth says, just like in the States, the central air, because I guess many homes, if in certain parts of America and in Canada, have central air.
And many apartment buildings, too, will have central air. And she says, that's perfect. So to me, up to this point, it really sounds like they're interested in the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And the landlord sells just a little bit further in, he says.
And I recently bought an American-style washer and dryer. Come and see.
Now, this is a little bit interesting. Why did he choose to buy an American-style washer and dryer? Possibility could be that he wants to sell or rent the apartment to foreigners, because sometimes you can get a slightly higher rent.
Yes.
So in order to do that, he bought something that would attract a foreign, renter. And with Beth and Gil, it looks like he might be lucky. It's worked.